From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy spoke to reporters.
The United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and maintaining the stability on the Korean Peninsula, to include extended deterrence provided by our conventional forces and our nuclear umbrella.
The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base before heading back to Guam. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shayara Hospital in Sa'ada province. Charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. It adds that the number of casualties will rise, as there could still be people trapped in the rubble of the hospital. Egypt held an opening session of Parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The Assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved a democratically elected legislature dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is VOA News.